Brody.
Monty.
I was watching the tennis last night.
No, you weren't.
Got me. You got me. The joke's ruined. Well done. You better than the joke. Welcome back to the Good Always Podcast, episode 15?
16? 16.
They all blur together after a while. Brody. Yeah. Thank you for ruining my joke in the
That's
intro.
Right. Would you like to? Let's just tell it now. Let's tell
you reckon?
Yeah, yeah.
It's honestly not as good as the organic interaction we had.
That's right. Okay.
What I was going to say.
Everyone knows
was,
I'm funnier than you anyway, so it's fine.
I was going to say was. I actually was watching tennis last night. Thank you very much. Only in passing by accident. I was going to say, what time do you reckon Dylan Alcott goes to bed?
Oh,
so
no.
Probably around 10 ish.
Yeah, no, you're right. We shouldn't have done that. Yeah,
shouldn't have done that anyway.
I thought it was actually going to be really offensive. Thank God.
Eyebrows.
Anyway, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. That was atrocious. But
welcome back to the Good Ones. You made me do that. That's it. You tell me to tell the joke.
Yeah.
And berate me for it. Welcome back, Brody. It's good to see you again.
Well, yes, it is.
Anyway.
I know there's a secret hatred behind those baby blues there, but it's good to be back.
How are you?
I'm good always, mate.
Very good, very good.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good.
Good sometimes. Name of our other podcast.
keep talking, mate. What do you got for us, Brody?
Well, I want to start today with an apology.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Finally. Jeez, make a list. What are you going to apologise for, huh?
Well, I'll show you in a second. But it's an apology to WA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just listen to this one.
All right, quickly. I'm ready.
We don't have to wear masks.
No, we don't.
At this point in time. At the point of recording, we don't have to wear.
Yeah, please, just wear my chat.
Mm.
As we do.
That's the aim of this, whatever it is we've got going on here.
It's just two guys chatting a mandate with
Yes. We're not wearing masks. We don't have to wear masks.
No, we don't at this point in time.
At the point of recording, we don't have to wear
masks. Yeah, please, just
wear masks.
No. Never know what's going to change between now and release, though.
Well, I'm hoping to have it released today.
Well,
but by the time you listen to it, it could be a serious mandate that we have to wear masks. We'll see.
We'll see.
So that was from our last episode.
Geez, that aged very poorly.
Oh, boy, did it ever.
Whoops. Sorry, guys.
Literally 2 days after.
Did we release it? Did we get in?
Yeah, we released it the same day as recording. 2 days later.
A serious mandate.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't help but think it might be our fault, maybe.
Yeah, look.
I know Mark listens to the show, obviously.
Avid listener.
Avid listener, yeah.
Loves it. People might not see it. But if you really pay attention to his press conferences, he shouts us out.
He does a little bit sometimes, yeah.
Supporting
I reckon he's just listen to it. You know what? A mask mandate sounds like a good idea.
Gee, those boys are on it.
The boys are on today, yeah.
Oh, get them in. Sorry, WA.
Sorry
Perth,
really sorry, WA. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Anyway, but mask up.
Mask up, baby. But that's what I had for you to start us off. I can only go upwards from here, I think.
It's always good to start the show with bad news.
Yeah, that's right.
So that we've really got a low ceiling.
Yeah.
Low ceiling?
Yes.
Low flooring. Yes. Anyway,
wow.
Let's get moving.
What a shocking start.
Let's talk Brody,
as
we do here in the podcast.
Oh, lucky.
There'll be some little... And then we move to talk, right?
I'm leaving that in.
No. Oh, no. No, you're not. I'm going to start swearing. I'm going to start making this unusable. Yeah, there we go. All right. Brody.
Yep.
I hate to say it, but I've got to say thank you for something.
Oh.
Not to WA.
Wow. I hate saying thank you. You are, in fact.
I can play with that.
Taking away anything that's on the table that Monty can fidget with and
work
make noise.
Better. I'd speak better when I'm doing something with my hands. Anyway, so you give me that look, mate. This is a serious podcast. I've got to thank you because for the first time ever, how long have we been friends for? 4 years?
Yeah.
The first time ever, I actually took some advice you gave me.
Oh, that is so not true.
First time.
That's not
ever
the first
done.
Time ever.
Well, it has
much,
to be.
I pretty much run your life.
You are notoriously bad at giving advice, but I took some advice you gave me. On the last episode, we talked about New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing you discussed was journaling. Firstly, how you going?
Have yeah, you good. Still, what's today is the today will be day 30. Yeah, day 30.
It's very exciting. Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah. Mm. It's a nice way to end the evening, end the day. Just like our friend Million from Daddy, episode one. Yeah.
Cool yeah, so the other day, you and I had a conversation. I was asking for some advice on just sort of how to process yep. better. And you said to me, you said Brody, that's, I'm Brody, you said yeah. Monty, you're so much smarter than me. You probably figured it out on your own. But here's what I would do. And you said, try journaling. You said recommended that I journal. And I think I said in the last episode that I don't like journaling.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, I'll have a crack at it. I'll have a go at it. Grab my booklet. I've got a little leather booklet that I normally use for just writing it, just stories or poems or whatever. And I was like, I'll do some journaling. So I went to the beach and journaled for the first time, probably since like school, I reckon.
Mm.
Obviously, like I journal at work sometimes to model journaling.
Obviously.
As we all do at work. But I probably don't take it as seriously as I should.
Mm.
So I sat down, and it's different having a journal where you know you're the only person that's going to read it for some reason.
Yep.
We work in a really weird workplace, don't we? Anything I write in that. Anyway, I'm going to keep moving. You do. And so I wrote a good five pages. I just kept writing. It was a really good way. Because I'm a little bit of a verbal processor. And it was sort of like doing that, but on my own.
Yeah.
I just wrote, and there was no real purpose, no structure. I just sort of wrote.
Kind of like an episode of the Good or Worse podcast. Kind
of
like an
episode of this podcast. No real structure. No one there to listen to it. Just me and my booklet. And you know what? It was really good.
Oh, brilliant.
It was really, really helpful. I felt a lot better afterwards. I felt like a lot more confident. And later that night, I was feeling a little bit down. So I read through my journal. I read the day and made me feel better. And I was like, this is good stuff.
There you go.
So I'm going to start doing it. I'm not going to do it every day.
Okay.
But I'm going to start doing it semi-regularly. Just when I feel the need to vent or to talk or I have something I need to figure out, I'm going to try journaling a bit more.
Mm.
So I want to say thank you for the advice. And I'm on board with it. I'm going to have a crack at it.
No worries. Well, you're welcome. And I'm glad. I'm being serious. I'm glad that was really beneficial for you. That's really cool. And my favorite part about that is that your journal is essentially this podcast. No structure, no purpose. Mm. No one listens to it.
And to be fair, that is a big, you know, it's an important part of the podcast here. It is figuring things out together while no one listens.
Yeah.
So,
brilliant.
Saying that, well, I think we looked at analytics and we're doing all right. But we're doing okay. Sorry, all those people listening, we're offended right now.
Yeah. We still love you.
But
yeah, no, that's great. I'm really glad because I know when you called, you had really struggling with processing stuff. Processing stuff is a different one. It's through our other podcast. But I'm really glad that ended up being really beneficial for you, man. And you can see the benefit in that. That's that makes me really happy. So well done.
Can I read your journal or?
No. Do you want to see what I've been saying about you?
Yeah, exactly. Naka?
Yes.
Hey,
bro.
Did we talk last week? I think we talked between episodes about how I sort of slipped on my song per episode.
Yeah, what delivery. People have been writing.
I know. It seems like that's the most feedback I get, and it's not a lot, is that.
Well, it's been coming in droves, I think. Droves, just
the terminology. So many people asking why I've given up on the songs, and I haven't given up on them. I just got lazy, if I'm honest with you. Well, songwriting's not easy, and I'm not very good at it.
I think you're pretty good.
I'm getting better.
And a lot of people think you're pretty good. A lot of people have said Monty's songs, apart from the newspaper quiz, is the highlight of the podcast.
What?
The newspaper quiz.
What?
Sydney.
Oh, Monday. Right. I was like, did I write a song about the newspaper quiz? No. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Highlight of the podcast, if you want to listen to the last episode. Anyway, I've come back with another song.
Oh, back with vengeance.
Let me just talk about what this song is first.
Okay.
I was like, what did I write about the other day? Because I knew we were going to record. I was like, I need something interesting to write about. I can't just write about Brody being slack again. Although, maybe. No, I won't.
Please. Hang on. Anyway. Can we just touch on that quickly?
No, we're moving on.
Yeah,
no,
interesting.
Next part.
Yeah,
segment,
brush that one under the rug.
The other night, sometimes, as you know, I have nights where I don't sleep very well.
Mm.
I've got a really bad sleep schedule for some reason. Mm. Some nights I'll just go to bed at 10, wake up at 8, 6 or whatever.
Cool.
be great. Like, just, but then majority of time, I'll text ages for me to get to sleep.
Yep.
Don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Somnia.
Yeah. That's what I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. What I do normally is I lie in bed and I try different things to help me get to sleep. And roughly every hour, I'll check my phone and be like, oh, damn it, still awake. Oh, this time, still awake.
That so might contribute to it as well.
Maybe that's the
keep
wrong.
Checking your phone.
I know. Well, I thought I might as well write a song about what goes through my head at sort of each hour segment that I'm lying there trying to get to sleep. Okay. I found it, it's, you know, it might relate with someone. Maybe you're out there and you do the same thing as me. You have these same thought processes and actions to get to sleep.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? This is something interesting I want to write a song about. So right. Have a listen, Brody.
It's 10 p.m. Say it's time to settle in. You make your way to bed and try to settle all those thoughts around your head.
Love it so far.
Appreciate that song, country.
11 p.m. You pick up your book again. You say a few more chapters won't bore me, and 6 hours sleep's enough for me.
The classic rhyming me with me. I like it.
Different, no, yeah. Thank you.
Your phone ticks over to midnight as you feel your shoulders getting tight. You know it's time for that inside voice to overthink every choice you've made. Muscles in your chest.
It's a lose-lose, that one. It is.
2 a.m. Your iPhone reads like your mind finally realized what your body needs. Eyes heavy, giving up the fight as you settle in. Prepare yourself for the next night.
Wow.
There you go.
It's always, I think you undersell your songs a lot. Every time you do a song, and I know it's not as regular as we would like, but whenever you do it, you undersell it. And honestly, if we talk about, you know, something that we brought up last week, supporting local talent.
That's true.
You could have a shot at winning the Hottest 100 next year. I'm just saying.
The Wiggles next year.
Might try and pop that one on Spotify and see if we can get Triple J to endorse it.
Quality for Spotify, unfortunately.
See, there it is again. I think it's great. I know a lot of people are going to think that's great as well. So that'll be a bonus upload as well. As
is it?
Episode.
Oh, great. Yeah. I did well last night, actually.
Yeah, just probably our biggest few.
Oh, thanks, Brody. Anyway, that's my song of the episode.
Love it.
Thanks for listening.
Monty.
Brody.
Looked at each other very very strangely there.
That was a bit weird.
I've got something for you.
Yep.
Now, a couple of weeks ago,
I thought you had like a present for me.
No. You still owe me presents from like 7 episodes ago. But a couple of, not every weeks, episodes ago.
Episodes ago, yep.
Yeah. Which, I mean, technically weeks. You read my mind.
Heaps of them.
Yeah. You made it public to everyone that I'm about to go back to uni.
Mm.
And
that's right, I did.
Embark release on a new journey.
Journalism.
Cynthia.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're doing journalism at uni. Yeah.
Doing journalism at uni. I'm going to be a first year student. I'm 23. And then, therefore, I'm going to be a mature age student.
Oh, my. Wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Yep.
What does that mean? Do you get to go to like the lunch catch ups for mature age students every week?
I think we'll just like sit down and drink tea.
Talk about kids.
Yeah. But we have to have class between like 12 or 3 before we have to go for a nap. So. Yeah.
There's a lot of mature age students who are like your age, so they're just totally ripping on.
Yeah, totally.
That's right, you're part of that community now. So.
Yeah, yeah, we can bond over that. Anyway,
where's this going?
God, who knows?
Who never knows?
One of the units that I enrolled in, the first year unit,
yep,
is around broadcasting.
Ah, okay.
What we're doing right now, in a way.
Broadcasting.
And it got me thinking, if I got into this industry of broadcasting or even presenting, I would have some serious opportunity to absolutely butcher run-of-the-mill sayings.
There's a lot of sayings that are used, what, in common vernacular for, especially for broadcasters, talking about radio people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what are you talking about? What do you mean,
butcher? Well, like, you know, and not to make a real fool of myself, but to say it to make people think, is that a real... Yeah, that's it. That's the
real Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, and so, like sneaking into conversations so seamlessly that no one even questions what you're saying.
And I've been doing it a bit recently. Been doing it at cricket with a couple of the guys.
Oh, just, yeah? Got an example?
We smashed a packet of cookies the other day. And I went, instead of saying, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, I'd like look around the room for something and be like, whoa. It's just the way the... That's just the way the shirt hangs on the hanger.
If you said that fast enough, and if you said that confidently enough, I wouldn't even second guess you.
No. So it that's could great. Also be something like, oh, you know, that's just the way you change a tyre.
It's good. It's better. Even.
And you just say it like that, and people are like, yep, that is the way you change a tyre.
It is, yep. And then you keep moving.
So what... Where am I going?
Where are you going with this?
Back to the original question. I've got some... we've both got some sayings here. Some idioms.
Idioms, yeah.
English teacher Monty strikes again.
That's great. We are both on a website called Resources for Learning English.
Yes, ef.com is what the link is there.
Yep.
And we've got some sayings that we are going to try and butcher together.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know which ones you've picked. You don't know which ones I've picked.
No.
We've probably picked the same ones.
Because both in the same website.
But we'll find out.
All right, so here's a saying that I don't use very often, maybe because it's outdated. A picture's worth a thousand words. You know?
Yeah.
Is there anything, how would you butcher that?
That's a tough one because it could be, well, wrapping paper's worth 200 presents.
I'd say a puzzle's worth 643 pieces.
Yeah. Famous.
Specific.
Famous. Not even an amount, too.
It'd be really annoying.
I like that. I like that a lot. How about better late than never?
Better late than never. I would say something along the lines of better early than at the beach. Not very good at this, just as a warning.
Yeah.
You got something for me?
Better
late than never. That's a very simple saying. It's hard to like really word that one, but
no, I've got nothing there. I was hoping you'd
once in a blue moon. Yeah, which happened, well, you know, rarely happens, you know.
Rarely happens, yeah. Well, similarly, it's, you know, once in a grey tree.
It's not bad. It's not bad. So that's pretty much all I can say is find a colour in an object.
Yeah, pretty much. How about on the ball? Well, he's on the ball today. He's doing a good job.
Oh, jeez, he's had his Weet-Bix this morning. He's
what?
He's had his Weet-Bix this morning. He's on four Weet-Bix right now.
Good product placement.
Thank you.
Jeez, he's cutting the tree today.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know.
No.
Saving it for a rainy day.
Whoa. What does that even mean?
It means like saving money or something for later, for when you really need it. You know, in a tough time, you might need something.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Saving for a rainy day.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pocketing that for the short jeans. That was so bad.
That's good.
I meant to say jeans, and then said shorts, and then just brought it back to jeans. Pocketing that in the short jeans.
Jeez.
Makes no sense.
But enough that conviction, one. That's the whole point.
Yeah, correct.
I don't want to think about that. That's so bad.
Two birds, one stone.
Two birds with one stone. I'd say that's an outdated saying anyway. We don't want to be killing birds anyway.
Probably not.
Definitely not. Probably. I'd say baking two cakes in one oven.
That's good.
Very Which, good. Honestly, if you know, we think about the practicality of it, it's annoying.
Mm.
It cooks a lot slower when there's two in one oven. But
sure.
It actually works really well.
Yep.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's a tough one.
That's a really tough one.
Wow. Soft and composed melts the butter. Creative genius.
Let's go one more.
Okay. Give me
one more.
Get a taste of your own medicine. Really test you with this one.
Taste your own medicine. that's a really tough one, actually.
Yep.
Get a lick of your own ice cream.
Yeah, nice.
You want one more?
Yeah, I'll go on.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to say, what about there's bigger fish to fry?
Oh, gee whiz. There's some monster steaks in the fridge.
That's good. Yeah, there is some monster steaks in the fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right, I think we're probably...
That's enough of that.
That's enough of this.
Us being silly gooses. But anyway, thanks for...
Us being absolute inconsequential mice. That's somewhere. Macca, I want to have a conversation about something I've been feeling recently. Sounds like I'm about to propose to you.
Well, that's not what I was thinking. But sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Keep your hands above the table.
Stop it. I can't believe I'm about to start talking about my feelings with you and then you just laugh at me.
Sorry.
Laugh in my face.
That's We'll keep going. Let's get back to it. Yes.
Something I want to know if you feel ever. And I've sort of, weirdly, I wrote this down in my notes 2 weeks ago because that's what I've been doing. Like, if I want to talk about something, I write it down. Yeah. And I've moved beyond it and I've grown beyond this. But I still want to talk about it because it was a weird point of my life. So after our last episode, I don't even know how to start. This is a weird one. It's what I'm going to call friendship anxiety.
Okay.
There's this period of about a week or two where, for some reason, I had this really weird sense of almost imposter syndrome with all of my friends.
Mm.
I think I was really tired. I think I was really out of it. But I kept feeling like I had a lot of anxiety around my friends and sort of what I meant to them and if I was worthy of friendship. And and I felt like I didn't fit in any groups in particular. And it meant that every little thing that happened was escalated in my mind. An example is you're not going to like this example because it's about you.
Uh-oh.
And and it's weird because I feel totally touched up at that. You're not in a sitcom.
Sorry.
It's weird because I know I'm very sure in our friendship.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I had this moment of are we actually friends? And it was something simple. It was something stupid where I'd sent you a message in a private chat. And then before you'd seen that, you were sending messages in a group chat we're both in, which is very normal thing to do.
Correct.
But in my mind, I was like, geez, that sucks.
Yeah.
And every little interaction I had with my friends for a while, I was really, really looking into it. And I was feeling like an imposter in my friendship groups.
Mm.
And it's weird because I've totally moved on it now and I feel really comfortable with my friendships. And I've been having some awesome times with mates recently.
Yeah.
But for about a week or two there, I just felt really, really anxious and unsure about my friendships.
Mm.
I'm not sure where it came from. I don't know where exactly that's come from. It was a weird one. Mm. Have you ever felt any sort of sensation, that sort of weird friendship anxiety?
Probably should have thought about this before you brought it up. I know I've felt the imposter syndrome, but probably not in a friendship.
But even where you have a conversation with someone and you look into it way too much, you hyper-analyze what they think of you.
Yeah.
It's something about self-image, I reckon.
Yeah, correct.
Holding myself in a lower esteem, clearly, where I think that I'm not worthy of friendship.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of friendships in my life that I don't need to do that for, you and me, but there's some, clearly, moments where I'm I've got to really analyse what I say here.
Yeah, I think, it was one of those times you got to look at where you were at over those 2 weeks, personally, outside of that friendship, what was going on for you, in your life. Are you living your best self and all that sort of stuff? Maybe... I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was an inconsistency in your values, living not aligned with your values.
Yeah,
or something. I don't know.
You're definitely right. It's definitely something. It's not anything to do with my friendships, clearly.
Mm. Yeah.
Something that I am going through on my own.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. And the weirdest part is that I'm like probably the most confident I've ever been in my friendships now.
Just yeah.
2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
From that struggle.
Yeah, from struggle breeds confidence.
Another great saying.
Another great famous saying. Anyway, I just wanted to put it out there in case you're feeling that sort of imposter syndrome, you're not alone. And it definitely comes from a sense of self-confidence. And to my friends that are listening, thank you for being my friends. I really appreciate you. You too, Brody.
You're welcome. I was wondering when I was going to mention.
You get a little thank you too.
Thanks, mate.
So, Brody, to finish off the show, I want to test you a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Watch it. Not like a quiz sort of test. We do that too much. Dare I give you another compliment this episode? I reckon you're
this
a pretty...
This has been a great episode. I'm not going to be able to walk out the door.
No. I reckon you're pretty funny. And as we saw in our segment earlier, I think you're very good at improvising things, generally. That's one of your biggest strengths.
Oh. Do you want me to elaborate on that? Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Because I caught up with a friend recently, and we both did drama in Year 12. And we started talking about the drama exam. Mm.
Like the practical one?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And how you had to write your own original monologue.
That was awful.
Perform another monologue. And then there was...
Oh, I knew the improv.
Then there was an improv based on either one. And you wouldn't know until you were in there.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
My original scripted performance, the OSP, was atrocious.
What was it about, if you remember?
I do remember. I don't like to talk about it. But it's I wrote it about writing. The OSP, which is the worst idea you could ever come across.
But in meta-narrative.
Yeah, and it wasn't good at all.
Like, and what you scripted was okay?
The scripted was pretty good. It was from Cozzy by Louis Naur.
Great, love it. Yeah.
And it was about a character that it's like burnt cats or something like that. I can't remember it. Oh, I can. anyway.
Yep.
But then the improv, I think they realised that my OSP was probably the worst of the full cohort that year,
if not
of all time. So they based my improv off the scripted piece about the character. I think it was Doug. His name was Doug.
Yep.
And how he's overcome this his pyromania, whatever.
Yep.
And he's now joined the Department of Fire. Oh,
the fire brigade,
and he's out to fight his first fire.
Yeah, right.
I remember. This is such. It was so weird. I haven't thought about this for the last 6 years, for good reason.
Yeah.
And then Sophia and I were talking, and it just all came back to me, and I realised I was like, "Oh my god, I made an absolute tit of myself in that room," because I had no idea what to do.
Mm.
There was never any. Out of all the possible scenarios that I played out in my head, that was never an option.
Not one you thought about.
And so I've got up there. And I said, you know the song, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better?
Yeah.
And so,
no. Where's this going?
I've gone up to pretending that this is fire, and I was like, oh, I can't do it. Yes, I can. And then I've gone in front of these people who already know that I've failed this exam at this point. And I've gone. Any fire you can fight, I can fight better. I can fight any fire better than you.
Oh,
no, you can't. Yes, I can. I was like, then I left the room, and hence why I've never spoken about it since, because I've tried to forget about it. But in terms of you complimenting my improvisation,
mine was, by the way, also an absolute shocker. My improv was horrible.
Okay, can't have been as bad as that.
Improv was really bad. It really challenged me. That's what the point is.
No.
Okay. I don't want to hear from him. This isn't as good a story as yours. That is very funny. But what they did is like, mine was, I don't know if you see this, called Nights at the Circus was mine, a really obscure scripted performance, a clown character. I thought the actual scripted was really good. I was really happy with it.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and so it's about a circus, about a clown, a really sad clown at a circus. It's quite a dark one.
Yeah.
But then the improv they gave me was, You're a female bartender. That made me female. Which is, you know, good challenge. A female bartender at a town and the circus is visiting.
What?
Yeah. So that was it.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God.
I'd love to know what goes through them. Like, how do they come up
with it? It was crazy.
This could be a topic for another day. But, yeah.
It's just... now. And I was just totally butchered. I reckon I got I had 30 seconds in my mind of what the plot would look like.
Yeah.
And then it was off.
But you didn't.
And it was bad. It was like, I think there was a fight at the bar and I tried to break it up.
Nice.
It was really difficult. And I just butchered it. And at the end, I think they were like, okay, we'll stop it there.
Yeah. I got the exact same script there. Okay, we'll stop it there.
Thanks, Brody.
Time for your interview.
You can leave, please.
Yeah. I actually don't think I did the interview. That was the fourth part. The fourth part of the exam was the interview. I'm fairly sure. I don't remember. I don't remember sitting down to do the interview.
Wow. Question. It was that bad.
Anyway,
back to the point, though.
So you didn't sing show tunes in your...
I didn't sing show tunes. At least, yeah, that's a bar I would never drop to, I reckon.
Thanks,
man. That is hilarious.
I thought it would work. In the moment, I thought it would work.
Any fire you can fight. I can fight better. Anyway, back to improv.
Yes.
Clearly your strong suit.
Yes, I love it.
Have you seen, right now in Perth, Perth Fringe Festival is going on.
It is.
Do you have any plans to see any shows? Or we're in the smack bang in the middle of it right now.
Right. I haven't even looked at it yet.
Oh, you got 2 weeks.
Anyway. We'll go to a show together. Is there a quiz night? There's got to be a Fringe quiz night.
Fringe-based quiz.
That'd be
cool. Anyway.
Anyway.
I really like Fringe generally. I haven't been to as much as I would like to this year. But
you don't even have a Fringe.
I know that you don't even have a Fringe. It's very funny for me. But what I thought, I know that you haven't had a look at the program.
Yep.
Because you're uncultured.
Oh, stop it. I've been busy.
No, you haven't.
Editing the podcast.
What I've got for you, I've got 5 Fringe shows that I found that I think the names could be anything.
Okay.
So here's your task. Yep. You have 5 opportunities here.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity to earn up to 10 points here.
It was 10 by grand.
Scoring system. No, 10 points, oh, sorry. 10 points. I'm going to read out the names, just the names of the show.
Yep.
And you have to tell me what you reckon that show's about.
Okay.
And you get 1 point if you get pretty close to what the actual show is.
Okay.
You get 2 points if you come up with a show that I think would be funnier.
Funnier.
Or better.
Okay, great.
Got it?
I'm on it.
The first one, the flannel panel.
Mm.
It's the flannel panel. What do you reckon that's about?
Wait, are these all comedy shows?
No.
No, just random shows.
Just random shows.
The flannel panel.
Yeah.
It's a Q&A. It's, you know, like after some like premiere performances, stage shows, you watch the show and you go to another room, you could do like a Q&A with the actors.
Mm.
The flannel panel is a bunch of farmers sitting up on bar stools.
Yep.
They're wearing those really, you know, those massive thongs. No, stop it. The big flip flops, they're like the blue and black ones with the sort of brown rubber under.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got their shorts on.
Yep.
And then they're wearing
jean shorts, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yep. Wearing some flannel shirts.
Yep. And what are they talking about?
Just life. I haven't finished describing the actors yet.
Sorry.
And a sick mullet.
You have 5 to get through, by the way. So.
Yeah. No fringe or mullet. Now.
That's a really good name for a fringe show, actually. A country theme.
Thank you. 2 points already. It's literally just them talking about life on the farm, their thoughts on a farmer wants a wife, and the debate around daylight savings.
I'm definitely going to give you 2 points because I think that's very good. I love the idea of no fringe or mullet as a fringe show. It's actually, you're pretty close. It's like a redneck based comedy show with 3 guys.
No way. I pictured 3 farmers.
You're pretty good there. The fact that you got 3 of them, so I think that's definitely 2 points there.
Well, do I get 3 for 1 being accurate and 2 coming up with a better show?
I said it's a maximum of 10 points, so unfortunately.
Fair enough.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This one's called. Relevant, actually. Crying over spilt milk.
Oh, jeez. Don't sook over dropped yogurt.
Crying over spilt milk?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I reckon this is a show from a lady that's recently become a mother over the last couple of years and is talking about her experiences.
What sort of show is it?
It's a comedy show with interpretive dance and some stories. Yep. I'm not happy with that.
You're pretty much spot on. It's essentially joking. Just a new-ish parent that makes a comedy special about parenting.
Are you kidding me?
A perfect show for new parents, it says in the description.
Oh, my God.
I am very impressed. That is not a lot to go from, crying over spilt milk.
Wow.
Well done. I mean, it feels annoying that I can't give you... I'm going to have to give you 2 points for that. I reckon it's got to be like a change of the rules, because that is very impressive. You've just got the... You've hit the rubber goose on the neck just there. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Probably not.
You've got to be careful with this one.
Okay.
It's called Black Santa Returns.
Oh, righto.
Mm.
Yep. Well, after the success of Black Santa in last year's Fringe show, I'm going to go for accuracy here, not creative points. That was a comedy show, I believe, around unpacking your traditional beliefs of Father Christmas.
Do
not sound convinced.
Interestingly, doesn't seem to have heaps to do with Christmas.
Okay.
Side-splitting stories of adjusting from a refugee camp in East Africa, gifting out jokes globally with his new show, Black Santa Returns. I think that's what he calls himself as a comedian. But okay. I'm going to give you a point for having a crack at it.
That's a zero, man.
That one's probably the hardest one. I reckon these next two are going to be interesting. Ready?
I can't believe I got a warning for that one before it starts.
This one's simple. Ready? Okay. Just one word. Flight.
Flight.
Flight. That's it.
I can
give you some. Do you want extra details, like, to help you?
Yeah, go on.
Goes for 25 minutes, and it costs $25. That's all I'll give you.
25 minutes. $25. Mm. Is there some significance of the numbers?
Just in case you want to sort of understand what sort of what the show might be, just trying to help you out. Sorry. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And as the PR manager for the show Flight, it's a 25-minute experience.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of people over the last couple of years really wanting to be travelling and heading to different parts of the world, they don't get a chance in this current climate at the moment. So Flight is a 25-minute show, $25, cheaper than your regular plane ticket to Jandakot Airport. And it is literally you sit in and you watch from the cockpit a flight from Perth Airport to Jandakot.
You reckon that's the part of travel that people are missing, the airplane flight?
Correct.
Not the destination.
So many people love flying, in my experience.
I'm going to give you 1 point for accuracy, because you do actually go into a sea container and you sit in a fake plane.
Yeah.
So you've got 1 point there, but it's actually seems like a freaky experience. It says, with noise-cancelling headphones, you experience dark fields, mind-bending, binaural soundscape in complete darkness. So it's like you go into 30 minutes of just unsettling flight sort of stuff.
25-minute torture chamber.
Pretty much. Okay. But, you've got the fact that we're, simulated flight, so I'm going to give you 1 point.
Might as well go to a float tank.
Are you ready for the last one?
Yes. I feel like all my creative juices have been absolutely drained, but I'll
this one is the Splash Zone. It's a free event. Goes for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And just before you start making anything, it's an all-ages show. So settle down. The Splash Zone.
What's with these warnings?
I just don't want you to go or two off the rails here.
Oh, please, do you even know me? Okay. Splash Zone.
Yep.
How long does it go for?
Half an hour.
It's a half an hour experience for all ages to...
Yep, go. What do you reckon?
Well, it's in the middle of summer here in Perth. Today, in fact, a very hot day, 38 degrees maximum here.
It is.
And quite humid, probably about a 40% humidity.
Kind of by time I think of something.
And so for, those families that don't have a pool or don't have access to the beach, people like me, Splash Zone is literally, you go, you sit there, you sit in, and there's people walking from the support beams, just walking back and forth, dropping buckets of water, just tipping it on. And look, you might get a mild concussion. But
would you go see that show?
No, I'd drown. So.
Do you want to hear what it really is?
I just told you what it is.
Sorry. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, 0 points for this one. This is it's like a mermaid show. There's a big tank and there's people that dress up as mermaids and they swim around, and the kids love it. The kids just love it.
Do they?
That's what it says there. I personally would much rather sit in the chair and have someone throw a bucket of water on me.
Correct.
Brody Max.
The kids just love it. You know, we're going to put that at the end of our description. Everyone loves this show.
Everyone loves this show.
Never had any negative feedback. I'm still 5 stars.
You got 5 points out of a potential 10 there, thanks to your early success.
Yeah.
I think around the third one, you start to lose your mojo a little bit.
Yeah.
With Black Santa.
Yeah, because he gave me a warning, so I felt like I had to be on edge for the rest
of
it. Well,
you've done very well. Those first two, exceptional. Well,
thanks, mate. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And if you're in Perth at the moment, go support some local artists. It's something we love to advocate for. Go to Fringe.
Yeah.
Check out some local shows. There's some really good stuff out there.
Are we getting sponsored by Fringe?
And that's all the time we have today.
How do you reckon we go about...
Here we go. Make our own Fringe show.
We make a Fringe show.
It's just us talking.
But it's a live recording of the Good Always podcast. And everyone sees the genuine dribble that happens behind the scenes.
It has to be like a four-hour show.
The amount that gets deleted. We should have kept bloopers. I reckon we should have kept bloopers.
I thought that. Well, maybe we have some on the phones. We can have a look at the recordings we've got.
That would be funny.
Because we spend 3 hours, to 2 to 3 hours, don't we? We've been here for 2.5 hours, 3 hours almost. And how much content have we made?
We're just coming up to 41 minutes.
That's not bad, actually. It's a long segment.
Yeah, because I threw in my improv joke. <That's right.
laughs> Yeah, look, honestly, I don't think it'd be that popular.
Well, not yet.
Unless it was a free show.
Well, it's a free podcast.
Anyway, I think that's all the time we have today. Brody, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, mate. What a journey today was. What a journey. Some light-hearted, fun times and some beautiful moments between mates.
Mm.
Some deep conversations. That is the essence of the Good Always podcast. For anyone that says that we lack purpose and direction or lack meaning, that's what we
for anyone in particular who says that,
yeah,
listen to this episode.
Correct.
Thank you for listening. Please check out the socials we'll put up. So we've got some highlights on video form.
The TikTok actually might...
Oh, God.
We've got still got that one from from New Year's Eve, but we actually might be able to get a couple
of videos.
We recorded a bit today. Yeah.
Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Good Always Podcast. And if you have anything to contribute to the show, we'd love an email at goodalwayspodcast@outlook.com.
Yeah, any reflections from today's conversation? And if anyone else butchered their year 12 improv,
I'd love to hear some stories about that, actually.
Let's hear about your show.
We get like a poll on Instagram. Yeah. See. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next time.